From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Hurricane Irma destroyed farms and groves all around Hendry County. An agriculture expert says 78% of the adult population in Hendry works in the ag industry. So as WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports, Irma damages will affect everyone from growers to grocery stores.
University of Florida's Agriculture Extension agent in Hendry County, Jean McAvoy, is driving farm to farm, taking notes on what damages Hurricane Irma caused.
This was a traffic light hanging down.
McAvoy maneuvers around broken traffic lights, knocked down power lines, flooding, and debris. He's helping local growers document the destruction for insurance purposes and federal disaster assistance. He pulls up to Mobley Plant World in LaBelle. They grow baby vegetables for farmers.
And they removed the plastic from the greenhouses before the storm hit to try to protect the metal structure. But you can also see, even despite that, some of the structures collapsed.
McAvoy talks with the manager of Mobley Plant World, Carol Howard. She says 19 out of 51 greenhouses are destroyed. She thinks a tornado did this.
The way the damage is, it's different when it just falls down versus when you've got twisting and turning and everything of the trees, as well as the greenhouses.
What has the last few days been like for you?
I will try to say it nicely, but hell, because these are people's livelihoods in there, and it hurts, and we've got employees that are displaced trying to come back, and they've run out of money on the side of the road because they can't get gas.
She usually has about 50 people working for her, but now she has to get about 75 to rebuild.
The agriculture industry did not need this to happen to us. From the previous year that we had, as far as bad prices, disease, everything from the previous year to, they did not need that this year.
McAvoy jots down the damages and then drives on.
This is West Coast tomato. They had actually planted 25 or 30 acres of tomatoes, and they had laid 525 acres of plastic.
Sheets of plastic keep in fertilizer and chemical fumigants. McAvoy says these 525 acres of plastic alone is about $1 million loss for this farm.
All of that's been washed away. 2 days ago when I came here, this was a lake. This was totally underwater.
And now it kind of looks like a smooth sandy beach almost.
Looks like the tide went out.
Sergio Javier Soto is the general manager of West Coast Tomato. He says he tried using pumps to move the floodwater out of his tomato farm, but he says there was nowhere to put it because all the surrounding areas were also flooded.
How do you feel today?
Not good. Not good. It made me sad. There's like too many things in my head and like headache, you know, see everything, you know, like, and I said a week ago it looks so nice. And now like just destroy everything.
Now, about 45 of his workers are sweating in the afternoon heat, dragging out all of the plastic to throw away and then start over again. McAvoy drives to a couple different citrus groves in Hendry County.
We're headed to Martin Mason's citrus grove. And Martin is a small farmer. He's got about a 40-acre grove here just west of LaBelle. We're coming right up on the grove in question here. And you can see trees uprooted here, trees broken off, trees split. We're looking at orange trees that are about 5-6 years old. They're about 12 foot high. They have been split in two in some cases. Some have been uprooted. And if you look under the trees, Jessica, you can see the majority of the fruit is under the tree and very little left on the tree.
Is this a common thing you've been seeing in the last few days?
Yes, ma'am. This is exactly what we've been seeing. Probably about, I would say, average 70% of the fruit on the ground. Some cases a little better, you know, maybe 50%. I've seen some places where up to 90% of the fruit is on the ground.
But he says this citrus grower is more fortunate than others because he did not get significant flooding. At another grove in Hendry, countless yellow grapefruits float and cluster underneath the citrus trees.
Once the fruit is in the water, by FDA Food and Drug Administration rules, it's considered contaminated or adulterated, and it cannot be used for foodstuff, even if it was ripe and ready. Some of these grapefruit actually are ripe or close to ripe, and had they not been blown off, would have been salable.
But floating fruit is just the immediate loss. McAvoy says there's long-term effects to citrus trees that are flooded for more than 24 hours.
The roots start to die, and as they die, different pathogenic fungi like Phytophthora will come in and invade those roots. And once the water's gone, that infection is there, and it's become systemic, and you'll be fighting that basically for years.
McAvoy says it's still early to know the total financial loss of agriculture in Southwest Florida, but he says he would not be surprised if it exceeded $2 billion. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News, Hendry County.